T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on word of mouth. So just send us your text from word of mouth.
Right, there's a lot of crazy people out there. There's a lot of good people too on word of mouth. Don't get us wrong, all right? And next door, you want me to go first this time, or does it matter?
Well, mine's not very fun, so I'll just do mine first.
Okay, go ahead.
So somebody wrote, I'm new to the community, and I understand that the HOA does not let us park on the streets. But I literally was in my house for 20 minutes unloading groceries, and I got a notice that my car is going to be towed on the side of the street. And then this bitchy guy, Jim, goes in. They patrol once in a while. Doubt anyone reported you, but no one would know if it was there for 20 minutes or all day. How about instead of posting it on this page and stirring up the masses, you just say, oh, well, I broke the rules and got a warning. No big deal. I'm sure no one is actually out to get you.
Holy cow.
Shut up, Jim.
Yeah. That's the guy who actually called on them.
Yeah, right. My God.
Jeez, yeah. Man, there's a lot of cranky
he's
people.
He's like, don't be bitching on here, but then what's he doing?
Exactly.
Right? Okay. Anyway, sorry.
All right, mine's from Sarah in Littleton. Stop feeding the crows bagels. They aren't eating them, and they're storing them in my trees. It's raining bagels at my house.
All right. Can you imagine, you look up at the tree and there's a bunch of bagels?
I know, right? That's crazy. Weird. Raining
right,
bagels.
This is from Shirley in Morrison. She says, do not hire a girl named Ty for cleaning.
Ooh.
She's a thief. And yes, she's here on word of mouth. The first 2 times she cleaned, she did great. On the 3rd visit, she cleaned me out.
Oh, that's not good. So she did. Well, yeah.
She cleaned her out.
I don't feel like anybody had anything happen except for rain and bagels. It's just so sad.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on word of mouth. So just send us your text from word of mouth.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 64 degrees right now. It's going to be a nice day today for the next couple of days. And then I think a chance of moisture later in the week.
You know, nobody likes that word.
I know. Yeah. I know.
I mean,
I know.
We need it, but just, you know, some precipitation would be nice.
I actually heard one of the ladies that's a meteorologist in town use moisture. So I figure if she can do it, I can do it.
I heard her use the word blue balls once. Not even kidding. So what they do when there's like these sales, and she's like, and look at where all the blue balls are on this map. And it's like the tornado little pictures. And I was like, you should probably check that out. Yeah. Yeah. Have you not seen that?
No, I haven't.
It's Kathy. She has the blue balls all over the screen.
Oh. Yeah, they should go with red because I'm not a fan of blue balls.
Yeah, no, nobody is, really, if you think about it.
All right, speaking of which, this is a great seg because this is the Mega Millions, which is a bunch of balls that have numbers on them. Okay?
Nice seg!
Oh, thank you, Jamie. What?
Yeah, sure.
That's why we're professionals around here,
really,
folks.
Are.
All right. Did you see where the guy screwed up the Mega Millions? We pulled the wrong number?
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, geez. Well, he didn't pull the wrong number. He said it wrong. The wrong number,
yeah.
Right?
But that's why they have a line underneath them. So you can see which
way. Yeah, you can designate.
I've never seen the Mega Millions drawing, so I don't know if those balls actually have the line underneath the numbers?
Well, the 6 and the 9 have lines.
You have
okay.
to.
Okay, all right, yeah. all right. So it was a 9 that came out of the little hopper, but he said 6. Okay, that throws a lot off here, folks.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking to Mega Millions. And we're not talking about some Yahoo that's doing a state lottery. We're talking about a national lottery.
So the people that draw the state lotteries are Yahoos?
All right, let me rephrase it.
Yeah, because that's not very nice.
It's not the professionals that do the state lotteries. This is professional on a national level.
Gotcha.
Sorry about okay. that, Yahoo.
I wonder
thing.
If they get called up.
Oh, yeah. You got to have like a sub or like right. they have like a minor league system.
Right, like the minor league ball puller. And then they get called up to majors.
Like bingo. They do bingo games and something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then they get state. Yeah. Yeah, I bet that's how it works.
The case, this particular guy should be sent back down to the minors.
He should. He should.
Because
bingo.
He screwed it
back
up.
Back to
Big,
bingo.
Here it is.
Across America with Mega Jackpots. It's Mega Millions. Hello, America. I'm John Crow. It is Tuesday, May 10th, and tonight's Mega Millions.
Man, is he happy.
Yeah, he is.
I see why he's a pro.
What's his name? John Crow?
I don't know.
I think that's what he
Hello,
said.
Hello, America. I'm John Crow.
Across America with Mega Jackpots. It's Mega Millions. Hello, America. I'm John Crow. It is Tuesday, May 10th, and tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated annuitized $86 million. To win that jackpot, you must match these 5 white balls plus that gold mega ball. Now, let's see if I can make you a millionaire tonight. Our first winning number tonight is 15. That's followed by 19. Up next, we have 70. Your next number is 61, and your final white ball number for this Tuesday evening is 20. Now for the gold mega ball, that is 6. Again, tonight's winning numbers are 15, 19, 70, 61, 20, and the gold mega ball is 6. Now, if no one matches all 6 numbers, Friday's jackpot could be $99 million. Good luck and play on, America.
Yeah, Johnny Crow.
It's not a 6.
No, and it's the golden ball.
It's a 9.
Oh. And that's the one that like got changes it. Everything.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, all of them change everything. Yeah. But that the golden ball, he got wrong.
Yeah. But Schmidl says no harm, no foul,
well,
right?
Something happened because they shut it down.
Yeah, they had to investigate
yeah.
because he called out the wrong, 6 instead of a 9. But they put the Mega Millions on hold. But from what I understand, they've released all the minor winnings simply because nobody won the jackpot.
Oh, thank God for that.
No one with a 6
or, 9.
Or a 9.
Which one would it be, though? It'd be the 9, right?
Of course,
the
9's yeah.
The 9. Number,
but
yeah.
if you
but
had
if
a...
had the 6, you didn't win.
You thought you did.
For a minute, you thought you had... How much was it worth?
$87 million.
Yeah.
So for a split second, well, for a while, you thought you had $87 million.
Well, they said that no one won either way if there was a 6
okay.
or a 9.
All right. Good.
Yeah, as far as the big one.
Right. So nobody's celebrating, but at the same time, it could affect, some of the smaller stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you get excited, like, if you win, $5.
Yeah. Or you've got, 5 of these numbers, or you got 4 out of the 5, but you still have a 6 or a 9.
Well, yeah. I get how that works, yeah. That
they is. Ended up paying out about $5,500 to players who presented tickets with the wrong numbers,
yeah.
And then they put it on hold, and then they fixed it.
Gotcha. Mm.
I think I could do that job.
I was asked to do it.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
You've done the lottery before?
No, they asked me here in Denver to pull their numbers, and I said, and it was on a Friday night, and I go, I drink.
I'm the wrong person for that.
Yeah, but maybe if you drink, you'd be as happy as Johnny Crow.
Across America with Mega Jackpots, it's Mega Millions.
Here we go.
Hello, America. I'm John Crow. It is Tuesday, May 10th, and tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated annuitized $86 million.
I like Johnny.
I do too. He's very, very excited.
Yeah, he's perfect for that gig, man. You're talking about a car salesman.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't believe he didn't notice the line. There's a line under that number.
Well, he's so excited.
Do you think he gets fired? I mean, you have one job.
Next number is 61, and your final white ball number for this Tuesday evening is 20. Now for the gold mega ball, that is 6. Again, tonight's winning numbers are 15, 19, 70, 61, 20, and the gold mega ball is 6. Now, if no one matches all 6 numbers, Friday's jackpot could be $99 million. Good luck and play on, America.
He walked off stage after the camera stopped and said, oh, man, I just knocked that one out of the park. Yeah. Somebody said, Johnny.
We got
Johnny.
A problem.
It was a 9. It wasn't a 6.
Oh, my God. That is the worst feeling, isn't it? When you got the pooper pucker, you're like, oh, what? Oh, no. Yeah, that is bad. That is bad. The poor guy. I wonder if he does get fired.
I don't know. I did that one time, not with a Powerball or anything like that, but I was introducing these wrestlers one time, mm-hmm. and it was a big event or whatever, and they got me on. Well, there was a guy named Roddy Piper, I think it was his name. I got it backwards. I called him Roddy Rowdy.
Ooh, on stage.
And now, Roddy Rowdy Piper! And everybody just looked at me. He's like, dude, what are you doing?
That's wrong. I bet he was mad.
Rowdy Roddy.
Oh, well.
So much for that.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. But Jamie, it's the largest, biggest
really
news story in America.
Oh, my God.
And it's entertaining.
Okay, it's not entertaining. It's awful to watch. We're talking about Johnny. We're just talking about this off the air because we're having a little discussion and he wants to play some more audio and talk about it and stuff. And I said, I don't know what it is, this Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. It just makes me too angry. Like, it really, it's so frustrating to watch. And I don't know why all of it's just so messy. And I can't believe that we're invited into their lives. I don't want to be in their lives.
You're going to have a meltdown if she wins this trial.
Yeah.
You will. I'm telling you, if they come back with
take a mental health day.
Look, Amber Heard's back on the stand this morning. They're doing cross-examination. And man, does she look like she doesn't want to be there. Unbelievable. And they're reading some of the, I guess, the entries into her journal. And it's going to be a good day today.
Well, here's some of the stuff that I just saw. First of all, it says, I didn't know this, and maybe we can find the audio. It actually says that she testified yesterday that she's tried to look her ex-husband in the eyes during their defamation trial, but he's avoided her gaze at all cost. That was on the stand, she said that. She's tried to look at him. And then they played a piece of audio that she had a restraining order against him, and then she went and violated. She should be in jail for that because you can't violate a restraining order. And she went over to try to hug him, even though they had a restraining order. And they played it, and she said, she said, please, I just want to hug you and say bye. And he said, I am nothing to you, and I will always be nothing to you. You will not see my eyes ever again in your life.
He said that to her?
Yeah. When they
and that's why he's not looking at her in court.
You never get my eyes ever again. That is a bold statement, isn't
and
it?
And when was this? In like 20?
Whenever they got a divorce. 2016,
wow. 2016 is when they got a divorce. So he hasn't looked her in the eye in 6 years?
She doesn't deserve it.
Wow.
That's basically what he said.
Well, and even now I'm watching the live feed and he's just looking down the entire time.
He's like, you will never get to look at my eyes again. Oh, I'd like to look at his eyes. So BJ and I also have another problem going on. I keep having dreams about Johnny Depp, like we're a couple, and we go to Bud's, and we have cheeseburgers, and we laugh.
Yeah.
And then he gets really drunk, and then I get mad at him, and then I'll be like, I don't want to be the next Amber Heard. Why are you getting drunk like this? I thought you were better than that. And then you had one where you pooped in the bed.
Yeah, I sure did. Last night, yeah. Jamie, she's off at Bud's with Johnny Depp, and he gets all liquored up, and they get in a big fight, which is not shocking at all, but at the same time it's affected my life too. I go to bed last night after watching yesterday afternoon and all this audio that we've played for you, and I have this dream that I pooped the bed.
Sometimes when you have a dream that you poop the bed, you actually poop the bed.
No, I didn't.
Okay, maybe it was your dog.
No, there was no poop in the bed when I woke up this morning.
Okay,
I'm just saying I had that dream.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah.
And it had to be the trial.
Yeah, for sure, because mine are so real about him. Like, we literally are together. So that's why I felt like maybe you did poop the bed, because maybe yours
were
just...
No, I did not. No, I was just telling you it's a dream.
I'm thinking it's a fun rumor to start. Anybody think that BJ actually pooped the bed? Raise their hands. Everybody has their hands raised up.
This is from yesterday. Amber says, I didn't poop the bed.
Did you commit any kind of prank?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And why would that not be something you would do?
First of all, I don't think that's funny.
Yes,
I don't know
is.
What grown woman does. I was not also in a pranking mood. My life was falling apart. I was at a crossroads in my life that was really serious, and I had just been attacked on my 30th birthday by my violent husband, with whom I was desperately in love.
You know, I think on my list of pranks, I'd probably get down to, I don't know, maybe 25 or 30 before poop the bed come up.
Yeah, it's not that funny at all.
All right, Shmadil, what are these other pieces of audio from today? This is today's stuff.
I guess they kept a journal together, and one of the entries is a love note from Amber to Johnny, and then the last one is, it seems like it's an apology note, and it's the last entry in the journal.
Let's not play this.
Why?
Because she makes me crazy. And that piece of hair that's over her eye, what is that? Look
yeah,
at
the
me.
One strand.
What if I talk to you? That's got to be driving the jury nuts. So what if I did the whole show with this like this? Like, hey, BJ.
I like that look.
why doesn't she put it behind her ear or tuck it back? Like, what is that piece of hair?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't
these
know
are going to just make me mad. So.
All right. Here's the love note.
I just said they're going to make me mad.
All right. Well, take your headphones off. Let me play it for the audience. You just take your headphones off, and that way you don't get...
I have to watch the car wreck.
Here's a love note.
True love isn't about just the madness of passion, or instead picking the safety of peace. No, it's about having both. Falling madly in love with your friend. That is what has surprised me perhaps the most. That I have seen in you the true bones of friendship and respect. But of course, I still, perhaps more than ever... want to rip you apart,
whoa,
devour you, and whoa, savor the taste. Fret whoa not.
And
XX
then poop you out.
Slim.
Yes, it's a love note.
Did I read that correctly?
Yes, you did.
And you're Slim, right?
That's correct.
I don't think you're going to read that on a Hallmark card. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to devour you and your taste.
I'm sorry I can get crazy. I'm sorry I hurt you. Like you, I can get wicked when I am hurt, when I feel provoked, shattered. And last night, I was. I felt abandoned about the Lily Rose thing, felt absolutely bewildered about your not coming home on my last night here, and was heartbroken and angry after many attempts in vain on my part to rectify the situation and make amends on the last night of what was otherwise a gorgeous trip with you. I am so sorry for my part. None of this is meant to be an excuse for hurting you. Because the truth is, nothing is. There is never a reason good enough to hurt you. You are the last thing in the whole world who deserves it. Last person I ever meant to hurt. I love you, Steve. I am forever yours, Slim.
Who that?
Who's Steve? Oh, well, she's got fake names.
No, Slacker and Steve.
Oh!
Duh.
Is that not a confession?
Well, yeah.
I mean, she's talking about, I hurt you last night.
And I didn't mean
and
to.
And I don't think she meant that, his feelings. I think she meant she threw a bottle at him.
Shmadil, do you have the one where Johnny's screaming at her or something?
I do, but there's a lot of F-words in it. I got to bleep them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let's play them. That's what makes this trial so good.
Right?
Wow.
Oh, God. All it's right. So messy.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, have you sent a text to your St. Louis Blues boy?
Yeah, in fact, he said, I guess this time last year, he was on the air with us. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah. Because I call him, like, good luck to the notes, because that's just such a dumb thing, right? And yeah. So here's what I wrote. I said, it has a number four. It's like an emoji or whatever. What's his name? Holding up his four fingers.
Yeah.
Like a sweep. And he said, we can't go back to the past.
Oh.
I'm not living in the past. And then I sent a picture of the Stanley Cup, and I said, this is the future.
Yeah, it is right here.
And then he sent me a picture of, what's that? Definitely not. What's that guy's name? Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm talking about or something. I don't know. Oh. We're just so cute together.
Oh, yeah. This is going to last. I mean, this is going to be a long relationship.
Yeah,
this is going to last between you two for maybe a week or so.
Right. Yeah.
And then we'll get back to it next year.
He said, I think this marks a year since our phone call on the radio. And I said, you're right. And guess what? We won. And then he said, what are we wagering?
Oh, a little bet.
Oh, you do need a bet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of times, you know, do it like those mayors, where what's big in St. Louis that he has to, wager.
Right.
And what's big in Colorado that you got to send up.
All
yeah.
right. So, any ideas?
Well, let's go to Texnado.
What would
be a good bet with Jamie and her St. Louis boy? And what?
St. Louis boy.
St. Louis Blues boy.
That was
boy.
The first boy I ever kissed.
Was it?
Yeah, second grade in the ditch.
It's always a story like that, right?
Yeah, we were in the ditch, but it was in that thing, you know, the drainage ditch. It was in the circle, the big circle, the pipe.
Yeah.
It was in the concrete pipe, and so we crawled in there. You know, you're little.
You're in a culvert?
Yeah, like I was at his grandpa's farm, and we crawled in there, and then we just made out.
So no one could see
you. Yeah.
All right. If you lose, if the Avs lose, you'll meet him in the pipe.
Where it all began.
You'll meet him in the pipe where it all began. Okay.
I'm going to write that.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
If the Avs lose.
If the Avs lose, I'll meet you in the pipe. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Little pipe action.
I'm writing it, lose.
Yeah. We've got some pipe action going on now.
By the way,
yeah.
Do you know how many people write loose and still lose? It makes me crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see how a lot of people would confuse
that.
Yeah,
they're always like, loose, me. If the Avs lose... It's loose.
I can't see how people
would
confuse
that. They do it all the time. They do it all the time. I'm not even kidding. They do it all the time.
I know the words like there and there.
Yeah.
You know, like there being possession.
Two and two and two.
Two and two and two. I've never heard of loose as
you
loose.
You haven't seen people write that?
No.
It does. Yeah. Why is your voice so high?
I don't know.
You don't text anybody.
All right,
yeah,
so,
you don't text anybody is right.
Yeah, I like it that way. All right, so you're going to meet in the pipe. Uh-huh. Now, he's got to come up with something.
All right. Okay, I've got...
All right, now, what's his bet? Just ask him what his bet is. We'll get an answer later.
Okay, hold on. All right. You guys type a lot faster than I do. You know what? Ever since I got this phone, I don't do two thumbs of fury. I just do one thumb of fury. Because it's too big to do two thumbs.
Yeah.
And so I do one thumb. Do you guys do one thumb or two thumbs?
Two thumbs.
Two.
Hands
iPhone
down.
iPhone bastards.
I don't know what I do. Oh, I don't text. Carson's out slinging chicken today. He's got his Avs jersey on, so he's a big fan. He's going to go to the game tonight. But before he does that, he's going to be at Raising Cane's.
Yeah, it's our grand opening location in Lakewood. So stop by. We're going to be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. 5060 South Wadsworth Boulevard. And this is pretty cool. The first 100 dining customers to purchase a combo meal will receive a free Cane's t-shirt and a free box combo card for your next visit. So you can get some chicken tenders.
Man, I'm excited about this. I still haven't been to one yet, but the way Carson talks about this place off the air, like without any, you know, commercial stuff around it, he's like, Jamie, I can't believe you've never been there. It's like the best food ever.
Well, the last grand opening, they had Broncos players there and the Buffalo, the CU Buffalo cheerleading squad was there.
Really?
So I was hanging out with them the entire time.
What does that have to do with how good the food is?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. They just have a lot of stuff going on.
I was kind of thinking the same thing.
I don't think you listen to me either, just like BJ. It's so sad.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.